Blog Talk Radio.
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Jesus is the God we serve. Jesus is the God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. Jesus is the God we serve. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we do come with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude to thank you for one more day that you have blessed us to rise and to shine and to give your name all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Father, as we come, we want to confess every sin of omission and commission. We thank you for your love, your mercies, and your provisions. We thank you for squashing every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has devised to come up against us and our families this day. As we stand on the promises of your word to decree and declare and declare and decree that it will not take root, it will not prosper, and it will not come to pass. Thank you for our services on today. Thank you for the woman of God who is coming forth to share with us. Thank you for our listening audience. Thank you, Father God, for the spirit of perseverance and endurance to keep on pressing. Even when we don't see no way, we know that you are the way. And so, Father God, that's good enough for us. So we say thank you. We embrace the gifts of this day. We thank you for it. And now we surrender the day back to you that you will unfold this day according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Father. Thank you. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ as the King and Jesus Christ as the Lord. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God he has made from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great and God's name is greatly to be praised. I was glad when they said unto me, come and let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. I'm your host on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We indeed welcome all of our first time listeners of the globe. We thank you for trusting us to deliver to you the pure, unadulterated gospel of Jesus Christ. Please have a seat at the breakfast table. A spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served, for man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah. And inasmuch as there is no time and distance in the spirit, then you have come to the right place. At the right time, it's a beautiful thing that you can connect with God anywhere. Amen. It's good to be in a church building, but you ain't got to be in no church building. You can connect with God anywhere. Amen. Because the truth of the matter is once you give your life to Christ, you are the church building. And that's the reality that everybody, amen, needs to embrace, that we are the church. Amen. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing. Amen. We pray that everybody, amen, is I had a good week, amen, hallelujah, good weekend, everything good, amen, moving forward in faith, amen, hallelujah, taking it step by step, day by day, hallelujah, faith by faith and glory by glory, amen and amen. We are, amen, still embarking on the theme of prayer power. I'm telling you, this thing here has been good. It's been good. You know why it's so good? Because our prayer lives have been enriched. We see it in our own personal life, and therefore we see it at our prayer altar. Amen. We see how the fire has been falling. Glory be to God. We see how the anointing has been falling. We see it. Not only do we believe it, we see it. We feel it. Amen. And so that is the purposes of God's word. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So when we hear it over and over and over and over, amen, then our faith increases, 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 increases. Amen. That's why it's good to teach and preach in themes. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. Amen. So we're going to be right here until the Lord tell us to do something otherwise. We're going to be here this month and next month too. Amen. Until the Lord tell us, amen, to do something otherwise. Amen. Why? Because man ought to always pray and not to faint. Amen. All right. Amen. Before I introduce to you our presenter on this morning, I'd like to play our prayer power introduction.
Prayer is a spiritual weapon that enables us to access the kingdom of heaven. Prayer is a guided missile. Prayer transcends boundaries and knows no limits. Prayer overrides the enemy and it exposes his agenda. It is in the place of prayer that the will of God is enforced and that his kingdom is made manifest on earth and among men. That is why in Luke chapter 11, verse 2, Jesus instructs us, pray that thy kingdom come and let thine will be done. He didn't say preach or sing that thy kingdom come. He said pray that thy kingdom come. Prayer power.
Amen, 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 amen. That's what we're talking about. Amen, hallelujah, prayer power. This morning, amen, coming to us to deliver, amen, the word of God all the way from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We want to thank God for this woman of God. Amen. She is faithful. She is a faithful servant. I've known her for over 30 years, maybe longer than that. I don't know. I've known her for a long time, and all I know is the testimony has remained the same. She has remained faithful, faithful to the Lord, faithful to his kingdom, faithful to her friendship. Amen. She is just a genuine person and truly a blessing to God's kingdom. Amen. She is an elder in the body of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. She can teach. She can preach. Amen. Matter of fact, she will serve wherever is needed. Wherever you need her, amen, she's going to be there because God is going to get the glory out of it. Amen. So we want to thank God for her. Amen. Recently married, not that long ago, I'm not sure, amen, but still a newlywed, I'm sure, with her and her husband. Amen. And she is a professional woman, amen, real estate, realtor, been in real estate for a long time, just stepped out there on faith. And when you get paid on, and when you get work in real estate, you get paid on commission. You don't get no check every week. You only get paid if somebody buying or selling something. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, something like ministry. Glory be to God. People think you get paid every week. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Don't work that way. It's pure faith. It's more like volunteer work. Amen. But to God be praise, honor, and glory. Amen. So we love this woman of God. Amen. Hallelujah. She is a prayer warrior. And you know what I like about her, and I'm bringing her forth? When she got married a little over a year ago, she never stopped. Most people, when they get married, they, you know, they don't serve no more. I can't do the prayer call no more. I can't do this no more. But she found a way because of her desire to please God. She has found a way to balance the Lord, her husband, her ministry, her business, and still keep her friendships intact. And still her service to this ministry. Now, that's commendable. That's what you call somebody that's special. That's what you call somebody that's serious. Amen. So at this time, without any further ado, amen, we want to present to some and introduce to others our Elder Valerie Carte, that we might receive Carte Powell, amen, that we might receive her this morning for her grace and for her abilities. Amen and amen and amen. Elder Carte Powell, are you there?
Praise the Lord, Pastor Bradford. Yes, I'm here.
Thank you for being here on this morning. We appreciate you. And the floor is yours.
Hallelujah. Can you hear me now? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
Wait
you,
a minute,
Father.
Let me, I had to unmute.
Again,
yes,
good morning.
Yes. We can hear you now. We couldn't hear you in the beginning, but we hear you now.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Bradford, and good morning. Thank you, as always, for that fine introduction. And you always make me smile in introducing me, and I do appreciate that. Thank God for this another opportunity to share his word. And share his word this morning. So as I go, and before I go, I just want to go into the word. I just want to give honor and praise to God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit, our guide and our comforter. I want to honor you, Dr. Bradford, at this time, and for the light, the work that you're doing in Life Word, Jesus Kingdom Ministry. I want to honor my husband this morning because, yes, he is right here with me through everything that I do for the ministry, and he allows me to do it, and that is why we are happy together. Let's put it that way. I just want to honor my prayer partners, the online visitors, and my friend. I want to say greetings in the name of Jesus. And as we go into power prayer, I just want to pray that the Lord, the Holy Spirit, continue to use me, feed me, bless me, and allow me to bring forth the word that he has shared with me as we have been going through this month of power prayer. So, Holy Spirit, we just thank you even right now. I decree so you may increase. And, Father, when I open my mouth, Lord God, that you through the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name we pray, and I say amen. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So as we go, the theme is prayer power. Prayer power. And I ask myself, what is prayer power? What is prayer and what is power? Prayer is a spiritual communication between man and God. It is the impartation or transmission of information between two or more people. When we pray to God, we are having a constant conversation with him. And while we are having that conversation with him, we are developing a relationship. Which leads me to say that our prayer or our conversation with God cannot be one-sided. It has to be two ways. There are times when we pray, we go on our knees or whatever form we take in prayer. When we pray, we say what we have to say and we get up and we go. And God is saying, hey, wait a minute, I'm here. Don't you want to hear what I have to say? Don't you want to get some instructions? Don't you want to know what you have to do? So prayer is conversation with God and he hears us, and he also wants to answer us. So we need to wait and to hear what God has to say. Even if we have to go, we should still be in a posture or a position to hear the answer, to hear what God is instructing us to do, to hear the answer to our prayer. Prayer is the foundation of the church. As we see in Luke 11, 1 through 4, when Jesus was instructing his disciples, disciples came and said, "Now it came to pass, as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, that one of his disciples said to him, 'Lord, teach us how to pray, as John also taught his disciples.'" Here we can see that Jesus prayed. And Jesus answered and says, "When you pray, say, 'Our Father in heaven, call upon God. Hallowed be that your name. Reverence him. Come before him in reverence. Your kingdom come.'" John 18:36 says, "My kingdom is not of this world." Speaking of God, he said, "My kingdom is not of this world." But when we pray, expect that the kingdom will come. "Your will be done." Jesus said, "Not my will, but thy will." When Jesus walked the earth, he did not do anything into his own will. Everything was done in the will of God. And he's reminding us, when we pray, pray that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Before we were born, God has already made a plan and a provision for us. Everything is already worked out. So when we pray, ask that whatever God has in store for us before the foundation of the earth, as it was in heaven, so shall it be on earth. Give us this day our daily bread. He is a provider. Ask me. He's saying, ask me for whatever it is that you need. Ask me for your daily bread. I daily provide for you. Forgive us of our sins. God is our salvation through Jesus Christ. He's saying to us, ask to forgive of your sins. And he's there to do it through his love and his grace. "For we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us." And he's saying, just as you receive freely, give freely. Whatever it is that you stand in need of, whatever it is, however it is that you would like to be treated, treat others that way. You want to be forgiven? Then forgive. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. God knows that in this world, in this realm, this side of the world that we are living in this earthly realm, there is going to be temptation. He sent us out among lions. He sent us among wolves. And he says that when we go, do not be afraid, because he is already protecting us from the evil one. Evil is around us, but God already protects us, because when we pray, this is what is taking place. He is our protector. The more we pray is the more we grow. The more we mature in our prayer life, and in Jesus Christ. The more we grow is the more the power of God comes on us. And the power of God is that of the Holy Spirit. And then we experience what is called power prayer. When we look at the word power, we know that it's the ability to exert effort for the accomplishment or a task. It is a natural ability of the mind or the body. It means to have the right or the means to command or to control. And when we put that prayer power together, we have power behind our prayer. As I said, the Holy Spirit is that power. We read in Joel 2:28, Old Testament, and also Acts 2:17, New Testament. It says that, and it shall come to pass after that, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. God is pouring out his spirit upon all flesh, upon us. So when we pray, we can have that prayer power behind us. The Holy Spirit is the power behind our prayer. And when we can't find the right words to pray, the scripture says, just pray in your mourning and in your groaning. Just pray. And as you pray, the Holy Spirit will come upon us and translate our prayers. Hallelujah, because he knows all things. He sees all things. And he is hovering up and over us and our prayer. And that is where speaking in tongues comes in. We speak in an unknown tongues, not to edify ourselves or the public. We speak in an unknown tongue because it's a conversation between us and the Holy Spirit, a conversation between us and God. Romans 8:26 says, we are also told that God, the Holy Spirit, groans as well. In the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness, we do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groan. When we think about prayer power, the power behind the prayer, which is the Holy Spirit, he has given us power to pray. After you come out of that foundational prayer, which is our Father, which art in heaven, then as we pray, we grow and we develop that power because now we invite the Holy Spirit to be on us and with us and through us as we pray. And when we think of the word power in the Holy Spirit and in Scripture, we think about the dunamis power. The dunamis power, that is a power that is exceedingly great. It is more like dynamite, and dynamite is to blow things up. And that's where the word dunamis comes from. We think about energia. It's Greek for the word energy, a force behind our prayer. Hallelujah. We think about the issues prayer. And issues prayer is that strength which one needs or one possesses. It's give them the ability to push and to pray. And then you think about the Kratos power, and that is the ability to allow one to lift a massive weight, to crack and to shatter stones with a single punch, breaking chains with bare hands, and overpowering mortals and beasts. That is what Kratos power does. And God gave us all of those power in prayer when we pray. Our prayer power is a weapon. It is a weapon in the spiritual realm. Ephesians 6:10-12, it reads, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take a stand against the devil's scheme. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against the authorities, against the power of this dark world, and against spiritual forces of evil in heavenly places. When we pray, when we are on our knees, we are activating in the spiritual realm warfare. We are fighting demonic spirits. We are fighting, as the scripture says, we fight not against flesh and blood, but we fight against the spirit. And we wonder why we fight against the spirit. Because it's natural. We're living in a spiritual world. There are spirits all around us, spirits that we cannot see, but we know that it is here. In the scripture, our Father who art in heaven, God said he will protect us from the evil one. This earth is not the kingdom of God. This earth is the kingdom of the evil one, Satan. We are here to protect this earth, hallelujah, to take it back by force through prayer. We are here to keep the earth, care the earth, to protect it, and we do this through prayer. I must admit or say that behind our prayer, we do have the angels of God who are also assigned to us and waiting on our instruction. And our instruction to them is through prayer. When we pray, things happen. When we pray, the host of angels, they are waiting to hear from us. They are waiting for instructions. When we pray and we assign our prayer, we are sending them in the atmosphere, in territories, hallelujah, places and dark places to fight the good fight of faith. And speaking about fighting of faith, as we said that our prayer is a weapon of warfare in the spiritual realm as well as the natural realm. There are things that are going on around us, and only prayer can stop it. There are things that are happening around us, and we don't have to go out there into the battle, hallelujah, in our spiritual state. We don't have to cause contention, to curse and to quarrel or to do anything physical. All we need to do is get on our knees and pray. And the Father, the God that we pray to, he said, hallelujah, that whatever we ask, he will do it unto us. And not only that, it is one of the things that he places us in the earth realm to do, and that is to pray. When we pray, we do not pray alone. Our prayer does not fall on deaf ears. Psalms 91 and 5, it says, you will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flieth by day. God is saying right around us, here it is in the word, that during the nighttime there are terrors, there are things into the realm of the spirit that we know not of. But God is telling us that we should not be afraid of that terror. And not only in the nighttime, also into the daytime, there are arrows flying by us day by day, probably hitting us day by day. But thank God for prayer, because when we pray, we put on that prayer shield that protects us. And here the word of God is saying that we should not be afraid of the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, because we are protected. Hallelujah. Isaiah 65 and 24 reads, before they called, I will answer. This is God saying, before we call upon him, he will answer. Hallelujah. While they are still speaking, I will hear. So he is hearing us. He's answering us. He is in the battle. He's there with us. Hallelujah. Whether it's good or bad. And I must say that when we pray, we are given honor to God. Matthew 7 through 8. God, Jesus says, when you pray, ask, and it will be given unto you. Seek, and you shall find it. Knock on the door, and the door will be open unto you. For everyone who asks, receive. The one who seeks, they will find. And to one, unto the one who knocks, the door will open unto you. You have power behind your prayer. Prayer does not work alone. Prayer works with faith. When you pray, we are penetrating the spiritual realm. We can't see, or most of us cannot see in the spiritual realm. So when you pray, you have to believe what you pray. Believe, as the scripture says, ask me. Ask whatever it is that you want. I will give it to you. So when you pray, you will have to use faith in praying whatever God says. And when we pray the word. We pray the word of God. When we pray, we ask God. And God says, have faith, believe, and it shall be done. Mark 11, 24 through 25, Jesus speaking to his disciples, he said, therefore I say unto you, whatever things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And when you stand in prayer, forgive. If you have odds with anything or anyone, if you have odds against anyone, forgive them, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you of your trespasses when you pray. When you pray, you have to push. When you pray, you press. When you pray, we are going through different things in our lives. We pray through it. We pray through our breakthrough. The devil does not want us to pray. When you go to pray, things happen in the physical realm. When you pray, the phone will be ringing to take you from your prayer. When you pray, hallelujah, there is disturbances. There is distractions when you pray, because the devil does not want you to pray. So we press through a prayer. If you can press through the first 15 to 20 minutes of your prayer when you pray, then after that 15 minutes, the enemy cannot stop you, and you're right into the presence of God, having that conversation with God, having that relationship with God, and having God speaking to you through prayer. Before you get on your knees, as the scripture says, before you speak, he's hearing you. And before you can finish say what you're saying, he's answering you. So prayer is communication with God. Remember, prayer is a spiritual, not just a communication. It is a spiritual communication with God. And as we go, I just want to reiterate that there is power behind our prayer through Jesus Christ. Amen. And I turn it over to you, Pastor Apostle Dr. Bradford. Prayer is power.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Ow. Our teachings and elaborations this month is getting better and better. It's just getting better and better. I'm telling you, amen. Fully loaded presentation. Amen. One worth re-listening to, sharing. Amen. With family and friends. Hallelujah. And you said so much. The three bullet points that I've really walked away with is you said, after we pray, don't we want to hear what God has to say? Ooh, huge, because we just make this thing here, amen, hallelujah, monologue, us just talking to God, amen, and don't want to hear what God has to say. It's like a relationship and one person doing all the talking. Amen. But don't you want to hear what God has to say? Man, I don't know. I may have to run with that one by itself. I preach a message just on that bullet point. Amen. Then you said, amen, the power behind prayer. See, we're talking about prayer power because there's power behind prayer. That's what so many people are missing. You said that prayer was a weapon. Something else you said that was very huge, that we are breaking chains with our bare hands. Because God said he would teach our hands to war and our fingers to fight. Woo! Someone, come on, somebody. Amen, hallelujah. And then the third point that I'm walking away with this morning, amen, as you have reiterated, is that when we pray, things happen. That's why we need to push in prayer, P-U-S-H, pray until something happens. Because when we pray, something is happening. That's why the devil don't want you to pray, as you said. And then last but definitely not least, my fourth walk away in your presentation this morning is prayer does not work alone. But some people pray, but they don't have nothing to back it. But prayer works with faith. You got to have faith. Otherwise, you're wasting your time. Your faith without prayer is not working. And your prayer without faith is not working. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He just showed me that. But I had to write that one down myself. Your faith can't work without prayer, and your prayer can't work without faith. Woo! Sookie, sookie. When we pray. When we pray. When we pray. Beloved, we pray, hey, thank you so much, Elder Carte. We pray, pal, we pray that somebody's encouraged to pray. Somebody that's been lazy in their prayer life, lackadaisious in their prayer life. Amen. Well, come on and get your prayer life started. And you need faith in God to pray. If you're trying to pray and you don't know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins, come on now. It ain't going to work. God does not hear the prayers, amen, of sinners. Some people fight you on that one. I'm just repeating what the Bible says. Amen. Come on, give your life to Jesus. Amen. Elder, will you please come back for a minute and give us an altar call for anybody listening today, amen, that want to get on the right track and get in the right position to have their prayers heard, amen, through faith, by the saving grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you would, please.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For anyone that is listening who do not know the Lord in the pardoning of their sins, the Lord is hearing you. The Lord is just a voice away from you. As we see in scripture, he says, ask whatever it is that you want. It is not his will that you should perish, and he is waiting to hear your confession. He is waiting to hear what you have to say. As we see in our Lord's Prayer, he is there to protect us from our sins. He is there to protect us from the evil one. And all you have to do is ask him. He is a God that is, he does not push himself upon you. He wants you to come to him willingly. He is ready to fight for you. He is ready to be in battle with you. Whatever struggle you're going through, whatever it is that is holding you down, open your mouth and ask God for forgiveness. Repent of your sins and believe that Jesus Christ, through faith, believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. And because of that, Jesus Christ died for your sin. Your sin, hallelujah, so that you can be free from the evil one. So for those that are listening, God is waiting to hear from you. He's waiting to hear you ask for protection and provision. And he's not going to turn his ears away, but he will hasten to perform what you ask him. Hallelujah. 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 God, we just pray for those souls right now, those souls that you're calling, those souls that you have given a heart. You said you order their footsteps, you turn their heart, God, and you're just waiting to hear from them, mighty Father, to save and to deliver them. And we ask, dear God, that as you said, that your will is already done on earth as it is in heaven. So thank you for the souls, oh God, that soul that is coming to you right now through, hallelujah, through our prayers. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
And amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Elder. Amen. We appreciate you, and we thank God for a very thorough, amen, a presentation, elaboration, teaching. And call it what you want. It's the word of God. Amen. It's the word of God. Amen. So we're going to stick with the word, because the Bible doesn't say anything about elaboration in the Bible. Amen. But the Bible does say, amen, the fivefold ministry. Amen. You got teachers and preachers. Amen. So we're just going to stick with the word, and then we know we're on the right side. Amen. So bless God. Amen. Elder Carte, I'm hearing through the grapevine there's $10,000 grant money out there available for people that want to buy a house. Is that so?
Yes, it is so.
Tell us about it.
It is so, Dr. Bradford.
Tell us. We want to hear.
Sight of what is taking place in our economic system right now, in spite of what is taking place in the market with the interest rates going, you know, unpredictable, going up and down, the government is making it possible for us to purchase house in Philadelphia, and they're giving $10,000 for first-time home buyers to put towards their closing costs, and an additional $2,000 through the first-time home buyer program. That $2,000, you can do whatever it is that you want to do with it. It does not have to go back into your closing costs or the cost to purchase your house. You can use it for maintenance. You can use it for furniture, etc. Not only are we getting, if you don't have a chance or you're not eligible for that first-time home buyer grants program, and that grant you do not have to pay it back, it's a grant. There is also another type of loan, which is called a K-FIT loan, and that is through, it's a form of FHA, we call it PHFA, and they allow you 5% of the cost of the property that you're buying. So that the higher the cost of the house, you can get 5% of that cost to assist you in your closing. Outside of that, we do have a $5,000 grant, and that comes out in January, usually finishes in March, but the government makes allowance through the first-time home buyer program and the K-FIT program. So,
unbelievable.
Don't think about when you're thinking about purchasing a house. We know it costs money to purchase a house, but let that be your last thought. Just make sure that you are credit worthy, that you are working for at least 2 years, and then the money will come through faith and through prayer. The money will come. It will come from those grants and also through seller's assist, up to 6% of the closing costs, of the purchase price of the property. So don't let money stop you from not purchasing your house.
Now, beloved, that's an answer to prayer to somebody. That's an answer to prayer to somebody. Did you hear what this lady said? Grant money does not have to be paid back. They're going to give you $10,000. I just found out myself. I was talking to somebody last week. They told me they're making settlement in 2 weeks, and I started, oh, okay, and tell me about it. And they said, yeah, well, I got the $10,000 grant. I said, what $10,000 grant? And that's when I found out about it. $10,000 plus another $2,000, she said, to buy furniture or whatever you want. And if you don't get that program, there's another program, give you 5% of the sale price. Saints, God's people perish for lack of knowledge. You're renting your houses, pretty houses, but you're throwing money out the window every month when you pay your landlord. Get a piece of the rock. Under all is the land. Get a piece of the land. Elder Carty, please give your telephone number out one more time. Now, look, if you already got your house, I know you know somebody who need a house. And like she said, don't even worry about the money because the money is going to come. You just need some faith that you're going to get the house. I talked to another person, Elder Carty, last month. They said they moved in their house with $45. They bought a house and only paid $45, time that they got all the grants and everything that's available out there. $45. We talk a good game, but we ain't walking nothing. We just talking. We ain't walking. Elder Carty, please give these people, please, our audience, your telephone number, please, so they can reach out to you and get some information on this, and so they can either implement it or share the good news. This is our time, saints. Amen. Come on, so you can share
this
it.
This is our time. The number is 215-767-7637. 215-767-7637. That's my contact number. You can reach me at any time and feel free to share it with anyone. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen, and thank you. Amen, hallelujah. Prayer power. Prayer power. Prayer power. Let me tell you, thank God for the word. Saints, you can't pass no rented house down to your children and grandchildren. You got a good man leaving inheritance to his children's children. You can't leave no inheritance living in no rented house. That ain't going to work. See, we got to own something. We got to own something. And some of you that own real estate need to call her anyhow and learn how you can get another piece of property. And get another piece of property. Get a rental property. Get own an apartment building. Maybe a triplex. 3 rents coming in every month. 4 rents coming in every month. Thinking so low. We too low. Come on. Expand your vision and horizon. Do something. Hallelujah. Faith without works is dead. Pray, 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 and no faith. God increased my finances. Well, God trying to give you a plan. You can take some of that equity out of the house you already own and make an investment and an investment property. Next thing you know, you be just like these other men and women out here. You got 10, now you own 10 houses, 20 houses, 50 houses. How did it start? You started with the one. And then you bought another. And then you bought another. Stop limiting yourself. The woman with the oil, Elijah said, pour the oil, borrow the vessels, pour the oil. The only reason the oil stopped is because she stopped borrowing the vessels. The only reason your faith has stopped because you stopped. You can't limit God. And God wants to give it to you. Amen. So that's our word for the day. It's been a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful week. We want to thank each and every one of you. Thank you so much. All of our lovely prayer partners, God bless you. Thank you for manning the altar. Amen. Serving as intercessors. Amen. On our prayer altar that takes place 2 times a week. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. 9 o'clock. I'm sorry, 12 o'clock and 9 o'clock. 5 o'clock, social media. Amen. Glory be to God. I don't know. Some people lost us, but they're finding us again. Amen. We want to, we're on YouTube now. We're on YouTube on Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock. And let me tell you something. A prophet is without honor except in his own country. Them people, in, look, I don't know. I think y'all love me. I believe some of y'all love me. But I know them people in California love me. They so happy I'm on YouTube and spreading the word. Glory be to God. Somebody sent me some cash in the mail. They said, this for you. I said, now I know you love me. Huh? Let me tell you something. Some people are excited about the word. They love me over there in California. Don't y'all make me pack my grip and go over there in California now. They say go where you're celebrated, not where you're tolerated. Y'all look for me. I'll be in California. Thank God for radio. But we are on YouTube on Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock. YouTube.com/Dr. Alfreda B. And that's where we're going to stay parked because God has already gave me a strategy. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. All right. Amen. So it's been good. We met here every day this week at 6 o'clock for our breakfast. And we're going, Lord's willing, we're going to be here every day next week too. Amen. We already have our ministers and lined up for next week. Amen. And we're going to keep it going. And the more we hear, the more we're going to pray. The more we hear, the more we're going to pray. The more we hear, the more we're going to pray. Amen. My pleasure to be in the service of the Lord. Amen. My pleasure. I count it a joy. I count it a joy. When God be waking me up 3 o'clock in the morning, I just get up. Because it's time to fight. As our elder said, it's time to go into spiritual warfare. I get up, I fight. I'm fighting for my life, and I'm fighting for your life, too. It's real. Let me tell y'all something, and then I'm closing. It's why I need your prayer. When God put me on social media 5 o'clock in the morning, I don't know if y'all know it or not, but that's the witch's hours. Between the hour of, really from the hour of midnight to 6, but really between the hour of 3 in the morning to 6, because that's the darkest time of the day, the hour, 3 o'clock in the morning. And when God put me there on social media for 5 o'clock prayer, that's why he told me to cover my head in white. That's the witch's hour, y'all. I'm out there with the witches and the warlocks. And when they're casting, trying to cast spells and on their satanic altar and trying to mess up your destiny and your plan, and here the Lord got me out there all by myself to declare the word of God. Now, I ain't going to lie. In the beginning, I got beat up. I ain't going to lie. Oh, I got knocked down. Yeah, I don't tell y'all everything I'm going through. I don't know what I'm going to tell you for. I just ask for your prayers. I got beat up. But guess what? I kept bouncing back. Sometimes I would disappear for a day or two. I had to regroup because that spiritual warfare is real. See, when I'm out there on social media, I'm public. That means that anybody around the world can watch me. See, some of y'all got Facebook friends and only your friends can watch you. No, that's not what the Lord told me to do. The Lord told me to go public so anybody around the world can see, and they're all watching, including the witches and the warlocks and the sorcerers, and they have cast their spells and their hexes at me and my family. Guess what? We're still standing. We still standing. I'm still alive. And guess what? I'm going to continue to live. This ministry is going to continue to live. And all of you that's associated with this ministry are going to continue to live. Why do I say all this? I say I need your prayers. I say I need your prayers. Later for, look, I ain't going to say later for your money. We need your money too. This ministry has expenses right now that I don't like to come begging. But I'm just asking God to show me a way to tell the people that we need some money right now. But, you know, because a lot of you eat free. You come every day and you eat free. You know, you don't never want to sow into the soil, okay? But we need your money. But we want you to make donations on a monthly basis, because our bills are monthly, especially with what we are breaking forth that's going to be revealed next month, especially with that. But more so than the money, I need your prayers, because look, let me tell you something about money. And I pray for those five souls that went underwater. Y'all heard about it this week, and they didn't come back up. A lot of them was millionaires and billionaires, went underwater to see the Titanic and didn't make it back. Millionaires and billionaires. See, and they left all them millions and billions behind. And somebody going to spend probably in the next year or two. They're going to run through that money. So the money is not the most important thing. See, some people give you money but don't give you prayers. Some people give their prayers but don't give you money. I'm asking for your prayers and your money, because we have not, because we ask not. Glory be to God. We are on 365 days a year on this ministry. What if you just gave $1 a day? Just $1. If we were sitting in a church building and they passed the pan around, you would put at least $1 in the pan. Huh? $7 a week? $28 a month? You can't do that. Well, that's between you and God. Amen. But we want to say thank you, and please continue to pray for me. Amen. And I'll continue to pray for you, and we'll pray one for another. Prayer power. Amen. Father God, we thank you for this awesome service today, all this week, all this month. Father God, you are so good. Thank you for the word of God that will not return unto you void. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, God, for the altar, prayer altar, those who work the altar. Thank you for our exposure and expansion on YouTube. God, we say thank you. We say thank you, Father. We say thank you for our Sunday services. We say thank you for everyone who prays for this ministry, works in this ministry, supports this ministry, those who came and left, those who are still here, and those who are on the way. God, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, over and over and over again. Thank you, Father. Thank you for Brother Reed celebrating another birthday on yesterday. Father, in all things, we give you praise. Thank you for all the prayer requests you have heard and answered. And even, Father, the things yet to be revealed. Father, as we go forth today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Help us, Father. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. It will not take root. It will not prosper. And it will not come to pass. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for this money that's available out here for people to gain home ownership. Help them not to be lazy. Help them, Father. Help them to jump in faith and know if somebody else got a house, they can get a house too. And if I got one house, I can get two houses. I can get three houses. What would it be if they don't need the houses, put somebody in it that don't have no place to live and be a blessing. God, glory be to God. God, say thank you. Bless you. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation, and we seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. Hallelujah. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. I love you. Amen. My pleasure to serve. Tomorrow at 12 o'clock, we'll be right back here. We'll be right back here. Lord's willing. Amen. Lord's willing. Everybody have a good day. And be safe. Amen. God be with you. Amen. Pastor Bradley signing out.
Have faith when you pray.